when the COVID-19 virus first was announced in the United States, for that matter. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So let's kind of talk about, obviously, I announced that the Minnesota Department of Health did announce that Fremont County has two individuals that have confirmed cases of COVID-19. And Sue, you have sent out a press release as well. And I mentioned this, Sue, about we don't need the Curious Georges out there. And so let's get the facts out there as much as we can, because there are rules, there's laws, and nobody wants to be sued in something like this.
Yes. So I'll just start at the beginning. There's two lab-confirmed cases of coronavirus, so two people in Fremont County. The first case is a person that's in their 50s, and he's recovering at home. And the second case is a person that's in their 70s. We receive very little information about this. That is all the information we have. The Minnesota Data Practices Act specifies that we're not allowed to release any other information, and we don't have any other information to give anyway. It's also a HIPAA thing, and so it's important that if it was me, I would not want my information out there either, and I'm sure other people wouldn't want their information out there either. So we cannot release who has the cases.
Yeah, you know, Mike, our partners in public health, both county and state level, are consummate professionals, and they, Minnesota Department of Health has given pretty clear and concise guidance on what information they're going to give out and what information local public health can give out, and I think it's important to know that we're going to respect that data privacy of the individuals.
And that's very important because, we've gotten calls already at the radio station saying, you know, they need to release who that individual is. What if I had been at the grocery store and was side by side with that person? And there are, and Sue, maybe you can explain a little bit. I know you mentioned the HIPAA rules. It's the Data Privacy Act that no different than announcing somebody that's in a nursing home, for example. There are data privacy, and as you mentioned, it really doesn't, yes, it matters, but in the same token, it really doesn't matter. The main thing is that, yes, we now have two cases in Fremont County. We don't have a big globe over Fremont County. We don't have our borders of Fremont County, so nobody can come in and come out. We do have those two cases, but maybe expand a little bit on that data privacy or the HIPAA. It's not a hippopotamus, but it's very important.
Well, it's also a matter that there have been more than likely cases in the community already that were not diagnosed because they either tested negative at the time or they were not sick enough to go and get diagnosed, to get tested. The laws are very specific that you cannot release information on anybody, and it's even, you know, parents of an 18-year-old. I mean, it's very, very specific as to who can actually get information and who cannot. And everybody really wants to be able to respect people's privacy. And so it's a federal law. It's not just a Minnesota law.
And it's not a Fremont County law. It's not Sudio saying, I'm not giving you information, I'm keeping that under my sleeve. It's not Rich Hall saying, I'm keeping that information under my sleeve. Those individuals that may have had contact with the individuals, I'm guessing they would be contacted as kind of an investigative process to let those other folks know as well.
And that's exactly right. So Minnesota Department of Health will do an investigation, will do an interview with the person, and find out, you know, if they work somewhere, if they live somewhere, who they live with, and then they will go from there and figure out who else that they've been in contact within so many feet, and then we'll contact those other people and do an interview or suggest that they go and get tested, things like that. And so there's very specific process that they have. Public health does not do that. It's the Minnesota Department of Health that does that whole process.
as we continue to hopefully flatten this curve with the COVID-19 virus, kind of an eye-awakening for some is the number of deaths now have increased up to 5 here in the state of Minnesota, not in Fremont County, but in the state of Minnesota. And I know we have talked off-air, you know, it's hard to really project where this curve is going to end up. Have we peaked at the curve? Are we on the backside? And as you said, Sue and Rich, a lot of folks may have had this virus, have, you know, had the symptoms and thought maybe it was just the flu. I'm okay. It takes about 14 days to get over. So it's not to say that there hasn't been cases in Fremont County. This is what we're reporting on the number of cases that have tested positive. And therefore, we need to continue the social distancing.
Yes, we need to continue staying at home. And only those ones that are allowed to go to work should be going out to work.
Yeah, if you don't need it, don't go looking for it right now. It's a good time to you know, catch up on some projects around the house, get some things done at home, and keep your distance. You know, if people don't live under the same roof as you, you know, don't be inviting them over for supper or anything like that. It's an important time, and I think for the most part, you know, not only Fremont County people, but the state of Minnesota is doing a really good job at staying home. We can tell by statistics, that car accidents are down, traffic volumes are way down, and everything. So that's some pretty good signs that people are following the guidance and things and doing a good job at that. We just need to make sure that every individual is doing their part in it.
And every individual that has been tested statewide for the COVID-19, they weren't looking for that virus. Sad to say, it affects a lot of folks. You know, initially, Sue, it had come out that it was going to pretty much hit the older generation, but Minnesota Department of Health, now that age range in deaths is anywhere from 58 to up to 95 years old. So, I mean, it's not targeting any specific age group.
No, it isn't. They've had cases all the way down to 4 months old, up to 104, 105. And so it can affect anybody. One of the things that they're seeing that some people that have it are reporting as a new symptom that I just heard about is diarrhea. And so it's important to kind of pay attention to all different types of symptoms and maybe call in to the COVID hotline or the COVID triage nurse and ask, you know, explain all of your symptoms. Even if you don't have a fever, you may still have it. Even if you only have the cough, even if you only have, you know, you don't have to have all the items in order to possibly have COVID.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, some folks may not have the fever, but maybe they have the respiratory system and they're coughing. They can call that Minnesota Department of Health line at 651-201-3920. That's to ask health questions. That's not to ask and be the Curious George to find out the individuals. This is for your health. That's the Minnesota Department of Health hotline at 651-201-3920. And just kind of go back with Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, Fremont County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall on the phone with us this morning. We do have the two cases now that have been confirmed here in Fremont County. And I'm just wrapping up, Sue and Rich. You know, we've told people, please stay home. If you're feeling ill, stay home. If you don't have to go out, please stay at home. And I did notice yesterday in the playground area, they had kids over in the playground area. That's one of the executive orders by Governor Tim Walz that is off limits as far as folks out and about. Another one that maybe folks don't realize is be courteous of private property as you're out and about, be it a golf course or wherever you want to take a walk. Be careful in the private property aspect as well. And if you're going to the grocery store, the convenience store, it's really not a time to be out shopping at a convenient location when there isn't a lot of people out.
Yeah,
Yeah, Mike, and I think I remember, it's important to remember that, you know, not everything is doom and gloom. You know, yeah, we have now 17 deaths confirmed in the state of Minnesota, but we have a lot that have recovered as well and are recovering from this. And we got a lot of good things going on, you know, right here in Fremont County. You know, Home Depot manager Sue called us up and said, hey, you guys, we're going to donate some masks and some gloves to you. Come on out and get them. So we went out and picked up some N95 masks, you know, from Home Depot. You know, South Central Pet Care as well, you know, donated some masks, surgical masks, and N95 masks to us and different things, some Tyvek suits and things. And we're getting a lot of things, you know, people doing that. And we welcome the donation management, and we're handling donation management as it comes in so that we can get that stuff dispersed, whether it's out to our long-term care centers, our convalescent care centers and things, or to our local first responders, fire departments, law enforcement and whatnot. You know, our faith-based community is doing a great job keeping in contact with senior citizens in the area and the people that are maybe not able to get out of the house and get their groceries or their medical supplies and whatnot. And you know, the fire department, the Albert Lea Fire Department, you know, stepped up and is offering that care line for people to call in on. So a lot of good things going on in Fremont County as well.
And congrats and kudos to Sue and yourself, Rich, and your committee on this COVID-19. Folks, we need to stop the spread, to level the curve, and if we continue to do our part, we will get through this together and we'll be better off on the backside. Sue, Rich, I know you're super busy today, but my special thanks for giving us a call and updating our great residents here in Fremont County to continue to social distance and be safe.
Hey, Mike, can I just add one more thing?
You bet.
I'm sorry. If you are showing symptoms, the best thing to do is to quarantine yourself in your own room, possibly in the basement, away from your family. Have your own bathroom also so that other people aren't exposed to your bathroom. So that's my last recommendation of the day.
Thank you, Sue Yost, Fremont County Public Health Director, Emergency Management Director Rich Hall. Continue the good work. We'll be proactive, and as I say, we will get through this together.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost and Emergency Management Director Rich Hall.